This is number 12,047. Michael Curry is seeking variances from the side and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-34 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of East Quail Trail, approximately 750 feet east of Mallard Drive. The 911 address is 125 East Quail Trail, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 67. We received one letter of support and zero letters of opposition and no mail returns. Specifically, the letter of support was received from Joyce and John Scrobot. And they are writing the letter to support Michael Curry of 125 East Quail Trail, Lewis, Delaware, in his pursuit to seek variances from the side and rear yard setback in according with the building code sections 115-34 and 115-185. Prior to beginning the construction of an addition to his house, Michael sought what he thought was the appropriate paperwork for approval of an addition to his home across the street from our home on East Quail Trail. My husband John and I believe the addition enhances his living space and enhances the value of his home in our neighborhood. We feel strongly that Michael acted in good faith based upon the approval he was granted for this project at 122 East Quail Trail, Lewis. My husband feels strongly that the additional footage in no way detracts from his property or in any way negatively impacts other properties or residences in our neighborhood, Covey Creek. In fact, the opposite is true, and we applaud Michael's efforts to improve his residence and increase its property value. We see no reason for this variance not to be granted. We strongly recommend that Michael Curry be granted the variance necessary to put this issue to rest, and contact information is provided.
Thank you. You need to be sworn in?
Yes.
Please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Michael Curry. My address is 125 East Quail Trail in Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Walls, what were the variances again?
Yes. The specific variances requested are there are side and rear yard setback variances for the shed and a rear yard setback for an addition and steps. There was a 4.3-foot rear yard setback from 10 feet for the porch, 1.8-foot rear yard, and 1.3-foot side yard setback from the 5-foot requirement for the shed, and an 8.3-foot rear yard setback from the 10-foot requirement for the steps. And staff would also note that in this case, building permits were issued for both the porch and the shed. A CO was issued for the shed. However, no CO was issued for the porch.
Would you like my evidence and papers now?
Anything you wish to submit, you can send it down to Mrs. Walls.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So the papers that I've just handed to you are our covenants and restrictions. If you see on the second page, number 4, you'll see how our neighborhood articulates setbacks. One interesting thing about our neighborhood is in the covenants and restrictions, they don't state any rear setback. When I called my HOA president about this, he emphatically stated that the rear of our property, you can see, abuts the former SPI Pharma train tracks, which are now retired, which are going to be the Lewis bike path. He said because we don't abut neighborhood property that our setbacks were 6 feet. And that's the information that I went by when I started this whole process. I thought our setbacks were 6 feet, and I didn't know that there were county setbacks, which then superseded our neighborhood setbacks, which is how we kind of got into this situation. So it was only when I went to planning and zoning after I got my violation, that's when I found out that there were 10-foot setbacks in the rear, which superseded the 6-foot setback for a specific property. As far as the shed goes, as Ms. Wall said, we dropped the shed in, we got the permit for the shed, we got the CO for the shed. I didn't know that the shed was in violation until we received the violation for the addition. So, as far as the property not being able to be otherwise developed, we're kind of in a difficult situation as the project is now finished. We poured a good bit of our savings into this project. We did a poured concrete floor because we have three kids, ages 10, 7, and 5, and a very dirty dog, which is why we did the concrete floor. So if we were to have to remediate the project, it'd be a very substantial remediation for us. I do own that this was an error in my part. I should have done more due diligence as far as the setbacks go, but I was surprised that the permit was approved when we moved forward with the project. As far as the shed goes, the shed encroaches 11 inches on one corner and 17 inches on another corner. And on the north side of the property, the shed encroaches 22 inches and 15 inches. So we're asking for a relatively small setback as far as the shed goes. We do have support from our neighborhood. You can see the papers that are coming around. Joyce and John Scrobot offered a really nice letter of recommendation for the approval of the process. We have approval of all of our neighbors within 200 feet surrounding our property. And some more neighbors came over and knocked on our door and asked to sign the letter of support. So the neighborhood is very much in support of the application for the variance. The variance won't have any negative impact on our property or our property values. Our neighbors are all in support. We've had some friends over for appetizers and things like that, and everybody loves what we've done with the project. So nobody in the neighborhood is pushing back against the application.
Is the shed permanent, built in place?
It's not. It's on cinder blocks.
Okay.
That's when I asked my HOA president about that. He said because it's a non-permanent structure, the shed doesn't apply to setbacks, which I then found was not correct when I spoke with Ms. Walls.
Who got your county permit?
Our builder did.
And he didn't read the permit?
I'm not sure what he did and what he didn't do.
Who got the permit for the shed?
My wife and I did. We submitted that.
You read the permit?
I can't remember. It was about 2 years ago when we applied for it and dropped it on. And when it got dropped, it came in on one of those warthogs. And I knew where my property corner was, and I did it the best I could based on where that property corner was. But I apparently was off by a foot and a half.
I mean, one of the reasons for getting a permit is it tells you what your setbacks are.
Absolutely.
And your HOA president, have you let him know what you've run into?
We did, yeah. And when
he doesn't know what he's talking about?
Apparently not. I went back to him. He said, no, the county's wrong. The setbacks aren't 10 feet. They're 6 feet. And he said that again tonight when I spoke to him, and he wished me good luck.
Wow.
And he's not here with you.
He is not.
Who was your builder?
Anthony Savini. Savini Construction.
Do you have an address for him?
I can pull it up if you like. I don't have it handy.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions?
I have no question.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
I take it you relied on your builder to build the porch in compliance with the code and the steps in compliance with the code?
We did, yes, sir.
And I notice you're adjacent to the railroad right away, and from the aerial it looks like there's some trees or appears to be some sort of landscaping or what have you between the edge of your property and the what would appear to be the railroad. Is the rear of your property not as easily identifiable because of that? Does it appear larger than it actually is?
Yeah, there's a berm that goes back and up and then slopes down before it becomes, or as it becomes county land or whoever owns that property.
So does that make it kind of deceiving as to the size of the rear of your property?
Yeah, it looks like our property goes back more significantly than it actually does.
Okay. And I presume that, do you have well or septic on this property?
We have well.
Okay, where's your well located?
On the front corner of the lot.
All right.
In your submissions, I see where you've addressed the uniqueness and number two cannot be otherwise developed, and number five, the minimum variance, but not three and four.
I'm sorry, what didn't I address in three and four?
Unless I'm missing a piece
the
of
the questions. They're not
there. The standards three and four.
I printed out my own to kind of go by. I'm not sure.
It's
what.
Still here.
Yeah, you got one, two, and
here's the
five.
One that
we don't
you
have
submitted.
Three or four.
Okay.
I emailed these in, So I'm not sure if there was a printing issue. I'd love to hand you my copy if you'd like to read through this.
I think they just want you to read 3 and 4.
Oh, okay. Glad
but you could submit that when you're finished.
I will.
It looks like maybe there's a page missing, so if there's
something to scan. So 2 ends with a 3-season room, and if you can see, 3 is going to start right up here, so that's where I'll start reading from, if that's
all
right.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah, just 3 and 4.
Apologies. I should have attached that here. So as far as not created by the applicant, the 3-season room, the error was... This was an error on my part. From my own ignorance, I didn't know that I was supposed to speak to the county and my HOA about setbacks, or that the setbacks for the county would be different from the HOA. As previously described, the initial plans for this was a smaller addition. When our HOA president told me that we had 6-foot setback, we modified the addition to adhere to a 6-foot, not realizing that we are encroaching by 4 feet. As far as the shed goes, on the east of the property, adjacent to our neighbor, Ed Osiensky, facing east, the shed encroaches 11 inches and 17 inches on the far and north near corners. On the north side of the property, the shed encroaches 22 and 15 inches. I truly thought I did everything I was supposed to do when we got the shed by working with the county for the permit and speaking with my HOA president. I thought I did my due diligence in order to complete the project appropriately. As far as number 4 goes, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance will have no negative effect in my neighborhood. The sunroom is off at the back of the house, which is minimally visible from the road. There are no homes behind our property, which backs up to the railroad that was formerly used by SPI Pharma. On the other side of the railroad track, there's a multi-acre horse farm with open fields used for raising horses. The neighbor on the east side, Ed Osiensky, has given us a signed letter of his approval for the project. In addition, this room will increase the value of our home and ultimately have a positive impact on our neighborhood and our neighbors. As far as the shed goes, if the variance is approved, it will have no impact on my neighborhood. The position of the shed is consistent with other sheds in our neighborhood, and our neighbor, Ed Osiensky, who is directly affected by the placement of the structure, has expressed his support of the project. The north side of the shed faces the rear of our property where the railroad tracks and the horse farm are located. And then we go on to number 5, the third page.
Yeah, we have that. Okay.
Would you like me to read through that also, or are we okay?
You hit them already.
You hit them already.
I thought I did, yeah.
Yes, sir, you did.
Great.
It was just those that we didn't have. Okay.
And if you want to submit that so we have it in the record, that one page, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I think it was just a copy error for the...
Yeah.
Any further?
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. If we're ready to.
Mr. Chairman, I think in regard to the house, the applicant relied on his builder. The builder did not perform in a professional manner and therefore creates a certain uniqueness in the situation itself. So I think that makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because it was a builder that got the permit and the applicant relied on him. I don't feel it was created by the applicant. We heard testimony that it has not or should not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and be detrimental to public welfare, etc. I think it is a minimum to afford relief. So regarding the house, I think that I would make a motion that we approve it. However, for the shed is not on a permanent foundation. It was the permit was received by the applicant, and it clearly stated what the setbacks were. And So I'd make a motion to deny that request.
For the shed?
For the shed.
I thought you said it was on a permanent foundation.
It is not. It's on cinder blocks.
It's on cinder blocks?
Mm-hmm.
It's wrapped in cinder blocks.
Yeah, we'd have to bring in like a warthog and, you know, somebody to shimmy it around for us. But.
Okay. So you can move it?
It would be able to be moved.
Okay.
Put it on pipes or something and move it, roll it.
Oh, yeah, you can do that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should be able to.
Okay. I'll figure something out if we have mm-hmm. to.
Get some 3-4-inch PVC pipe.
Okay.
Even too. Can you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve the variance for the house, and then we deny the for the shed, the variance for the shed. Okay. All those in favor of that motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,047, again, is approved for the house, okay, and denied for the shed.
So what would be the next process? How do I apply for the final inspection or the CO, or what do we need?
What the board will do is we will issue a written decision usually within 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
And, you know, around that, you can contact the Planning and Zoning Office. They can talk to you about the next step as far as getting your final inspection and what have you, as, you know, all your approvals that you may need there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I have
Thank
a question you. Before we move on. Is it appropriate that you write a letter to the HOA president? And the builder.
Yes. And the builder. Yes, please.
We've done that in the past, and I can do that in this case.
I think that's a good idea.
So if you could provide the office with the builder's address.
Would you like that now or later on?
Whenever you want. You can just send it to us.
I can email it to you. Okay. Thank you.
I meant to mention
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And that'd be the HOA president and the builder.
And the builder both.
Yep. Okay. Great. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Mr. Chairman.